Well, I'm glad to be here, I think. I'm not sure. Amen, brother. I'm certainly thankful for the Lord. I appreciate all the singing. Amen. And I appreciate my family singing. Amen. I tell you, I can't sing a lick. And I remember Brother Steve on more than one occasion. I'd be standing beside him in the congregation singing, be in a meeting. And so many times he's leaned over toward me, you know, trying to get me on that right key. I told him he's wasting his time. I sang keys that ain't even keys. Amen. And I'm telling the truth. Amen. And it's good. Amen. I tell you, I appreciate this place. Glad God let me come here about 14 years ago. God has, through this place and through the preaching I've heard, I'm not ashamed to say God just turned my life all the way around. I'm grateful. I'm grateful I learned something about preaching here. I don't do good at it, but I learned a lot about it. And I learned a lot about worship. I tell you, I'm interested in that. And I'm grateful. Open your Bible, if you will, to Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 10. And I want to read a few verses. I don't know if this is a camp meeting message. I have no idea, but it's the only thing that I got. And I pray that God will help us. That we'd exalt him and make much of him. I heard a preacher some time ago make this statement. Are you trying to get my attention back now or what? All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard a preacher make this statement. He said when the dove flew down and lit on Jesus, the dove did not light on the lion of the tribe of Judah. But the dove lit on the Lamb of God. Amen. And I've learned if we want the presence of God in our life, we got to have a lamb mentality and not a lion mentality. Amen. I pray that God will help us. Hebrews 10, verse 10, very familiar. Bible says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he hath said that before, this is the covenant that I will make with them, and after those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my laws into their heart, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his body, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, and let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. I want to use these verses this morning, and I want to preach probably on a subject that's been preached on a number of times, but I want to preach this morning on the sufficiency of the cross. Amen. I thought about as I was preparing this message, preaching about the cross. It's kind of like taking water out of the ocean with a bucket. as you take water out of the ocean with a bucket, and then you turn around and the ocean is just as filled as it was before. No doubt over the years, a lot of folks have preached about the cross. I'm digging where everybody else has dug. I have nothing this morning, probably new, but I pray that God somehow or another will certainly get glory and honor as we think about the sufficiency of the cross. I ask you this morning, is what Christ did, is that sufficient? Do we need to add more to what Christ did for your sins and my sins? Do we need to add the wafer? Do we need to add the works? Do we need to add the water? Or is Christ, his death, an atonement for our sins? Is it sufficient for you and sufficient to me? Now, I'm not trying to give you anything new, because there's not anything new. But I want us this morning, for just a little while, to be reminded of the price that Jesus paid for our sins. I want the Holy Spirit of God somehow or another to bring back to our hearts in remembrance of what Christ did, his redemptive work there on the cross of Calvary. I realize that they're skeptics, and I realize they've been skeptics throughout the Word of God. Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? Isaiah, my friend, gives us a graphic picture of the suffering of Christ some 700 years before it ever took place. My intentions this morning is not necessarily to give you the details of the crucifixion of the Son of God. But I want to emphasize, and I'd like to broadcast, and I'd like to say it near and far, that what Christ did there on that cross, it was sufficient. It was sufficient for my sins, and it was sufficient for your sins this morning. Two or three things in this text I'd like to mention. First of all, notice in his sufficiency. Notice there, sanctification for the sinner. He said, by the which will we're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. No doubt that's certainly plain for me and plain for you, that his work there on the cross was a completed work. There was an offering that was made once and for all. I got to thinking about that some time ago, and I thought about concerning the sanctification of the sinner. I got to thinking about the sacrifice that will never need repeated. There in verse 12, it talks about, but this man, after he offered one sacrifice, my friend, for the sins forever, sat down, hallelujah, on the right hand of God. He offered one sacrifice. That means that he'll never have to go to Calvary again. Once he stretched out his hands, and once he was crowned with a crown of thorns, and once he was speared in the side, and once they spit in his face, and once he carried that old rugged cross up Golgotha's hill, once he hung between heaven and earth on the cross, once, my friend, on Calvary, he finished the greatest sacrifice. And I think the songwriter had it written well when he said, they'll never crucify him again. I say, bless his name. I'm glad that the work that Christ did on the cross, it was a sufficient work today. I say hallelujah today for that. Bless his name this morning. Eternity. Eternity itself will require no more than the Son of God accomplished at the cross. I say hallelujah. Not by nothing I can present to him, but I'm glad I can go in because of what Christ has did for me and Christ has did for you. The Levitical system back then, they didn't lack for priest, but they did lack for effectiveness. All the priests together, I tell you, if you had the first one to the last one, and you had all the animals that may have been presented as a sacrifice, you've got all the priests, all the lambs, all the turtle doves, all the animals that was made the sacrifice, I want to tell you that all the priests and all the lambs would never be sufficient. I'm glad the Lamb of God took my place there on the cross of Calvary. I say hallelujah this morning. Sin has finally and fully been dealt with, and God Himself is offering an eternity on the basis of His finished work this morning. He mentions there in our text, He talks about two priests. He talks about the earthly priest. And He gives reference to the eternal priest. The earthly priest is standing. But the eternal priest, He is sitting. See, the sacrifice of that earthly priest, I don't care how often it was offered, I want to tell you, my friend, that it could never take away sin. If you'll read the first four verses in this great chapter, it magnifies that truth that the sacrifice that this priest offered could never take away sin. If a doctor can only offer you some medicine, my friend, to alleviate your illness, but not to remove it, you'll have to go back in the surgery time and time again. That's exactly how it was under the Levitical priesthood. They'd have to go with their sins, and they'd leave, and they'd go with their sins, and they'd leave, and their sins would pile up. Their sins would accumulate. See that earthly priest, it doesn't make no difference how much he offered. That earthly priest could never take away your sins. But I'm glad there is an eternal priest that made one sacrifice for sins forever, that's able to take all our sins away today. I say bless his name this morning. Thought about it this morning in my study. Why would God ordain this ineffectual way of sacrifice? I think this sacrifice of repetition magnifies the helplessness of man. Sin can only be dealt with if God deals with it. No doubt they walked away from that high priest. No doubt their conscience, they still felt guilty. And no doubt they walked away. Wonder what else I can do. Oh, I'm telling you, my friend, I'm telling you, my friend, that no doubt, my friend, they walked away. Can I do anything else? I'm telling you tonight or today, we can't deal with our sins by doing our best. This sacrificial repetition shows not only the helplessness of man, but it shows about the seriousness of sin. Oh, we'll not deal with that. I'm going to tell you, sin and death are inseparable. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. The wages of sin, as Brother Rod has already magnified that fact, that the wages of sin is death. The world says death will cure your problems. Death will take care of the problem of sin. But I want to tell you, when one dies who lived a wicked, unrepented life, they're depicted many times at peace with God in the world to come. But may I say to you this morning, you'll pass through the gate in the grave of death. One day your peer in the very presence of God as exactly the person you are now. The filthy man will be filthy still. The defiled man will be defiled still. I want you to know, my friend, that death is not the end of it all. We will die. But I want you to be reminded that the wages of sin is death. I want to tell you today, my friend, the law says, pay me now, pay me now, pay me now. The law is crying out, pay me now. I'm telling you, after you're dead, the law still cries, pay me now, pay me now. But I say, bless His name. I'm glad there was one sacrifice that took care of my sins and your sins. I say, hallelujah, and paid for your sins and my sins in full today. I say, bless His name this morning. Hallelujah. Help yourself, honey. Yeah, help yourself. Amen. Yeah, glory to God. Yeah, hallelujah. As the earthly priest, that's standing. What about that eternal priest that's sitting? His position is that of one that has finished. He is not doing anything else in order to provide salvation for the sinner. He is sitting down. It's a good sign that His work is completed. Christ was our substitution. He did what all the lambs could never do. Consider this. Here's an animal led to the altar. You say to that animal, where are you going, animal? That animal can't answer a thing. What are you purposing to do, animal? Not a word. See, He offers a perfect body, but He offers no consenting will and consenting mind. In verses 7 through 9, Jesus stands where they could never stand. He stands with a will, consenting to be identified with the sinner, with a mind voluntarily undertaking the load of your sin and mine. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I say hallelujah today. One writer said at the cross, the The sins of the world were distilled. The eternities were compressed. Jesus, being infinite, would bear in a finite period of time what we, being finite, would bear in an infinite period of time. He suffered an eternity of hell on that cross. The price that Jesus paid. Only the sinner in hell can begin to know. But they'll never know because they're paying just for their sins. But He paid for all the sins of all the world for all time. I'm telling you today, He loves us. I say bless His name today. Oh. Never thought about it until I was studying this. When Jesus went to Gethsemane, we see a picture of Him kneeling at some clean rock. That's not what took place at Gethsemane. Oh no. No doubt He had His head buried. No doubt the sweat and the blood. And then when He put His face down, no doubt that dirt became a part of Him.
Amen.
See, God took on our DNA.
That's right.
That we might take on His DNA.
Yeah.
He came where you and I were. I'm telling you, He identified. I'm grateful, my friend, that He identified with you so that we might identify with Him. Well, that's the sacrifice that'll never be repeated. I won't finish this. I'll finish with this one. There's not only the sacrifice that'll never be repeated, but there are the sins that will never be remembered. And there are sins and iniquities will I remember no more. No matter what angle you view that word, sins, and no matter how you add up the sum of the total of sins, not one has been admitted. Not one has left out. I'd like to just tell you this morning that He took all the sins that's on this side of the church, and He took all the sins that are right here on the church, and He took all the sins all the way over on the church, but He didn't stop there. He took all the sins of the whole county. He took all the sins of the whole state. He took all the sins of the whole world. He identified with what you had done. I'm saying hallelujah today. I'm glad that Jesus paid it all, and all to Him I owe today. Paid for your sins and mine. I say that I believe what He done on the cross was sufficient. Not only there's the sanctification for the sinner, there's the supplication for the saint. Verses 19 and verse 22. I'm glad our reproach is not restricted. I'm glad our acknowledgement is not refused. Then He deals with the subduing of the serpent. Watch it. I'm done. on the cross, the enemy was defeated. But one day Jesus said, he's going to make his enemies his footstool. He ain't cried uncle yet. But there's coming a day when he has to kneel before the feet of the Lamb of God. He'll cry uncle. He'll cry uncle. I'm grateful that I believe that the work on the cross, it was a sufficient work. Hallelujah.